Entrepreneurship is something I personally enjoy doing in my company, Arabic is Simple, that is located in the Netherlands. It comes with so many challenges and it needs a lot of work and focus. But it's also where you can be creative, ambitious, and enthusiastic. As a Dutch woman with a Middle Eastern Levantine background, I never knew before that I can be an entrepreneur. And when I did, I dig deep into it and I fell in love with it. But why is that? Simply because the culture I grew in didn't give me the chance to be aware of such a thing in life called entrepreneurship. Since it's more linked to family businesses and mostly manpower positions. Recently, it started to grow more and more in the Middle East. And I'm so proud of all the fellow entrepreneurs, women and men, who are trying to start their own business in the Netherlands or even today in the Levantine countries. One of those people is with us here today. His name is Modar. Modar, who started his own business recently and trying to find his way in the society, would like to talk to us about his personal experience in entrepreneurship. Welcome, Modar, and thank you for being with us today.
Hey, thank you so much.
Modar, can you tell us more a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, for sure. So my name is Modar Zaki. I'm 22 years old. I'm a student, real estate student in University of Wittenborg of Applied Science, which is located in Netherlands in a place called Apeldoorn. And this is my last year of study. And yeah, that's it. I'm a certified personal trainer. At the same time, I used to be a professional footballer. And yeah, that's it.
Okay. Thank you, Modar. Tell us a little bit more about your study, please, in the Netherlands. How did it come that you are studying real estate in the Netherlands?
So my family is all engineers and they are also more into real estate investment. They do a lot of investments in real estate. When I arrived to Netherlands, I decided to follow this major as my future, to be more into real estate more than to be an engineer. I think this is a safe and good study to do in the future, and also it's a good business.
Okay, but now you have your own business as a personal trainer while you are studying to be a real estate agent. How did that happen? How did you actually decide to go in the personal training business?
As a side business, we can call it as a side business right now. I'm more into sports since I was young. I always dreamed to be a professional goalkeeper in Europe. And nowadays, there is no more chances to be professional because I'm a bit old for them. So I follow the direction of going more in competitions, bodybuilding competitions and physique competitions. And I started this way 2 years ago and take it more seriously. My brother, my old brother, was the one who trained me and prepared me for a competition. And I had the feeling of like, yeah, it's too easy to do that. So why not to go and train some people who would like to reach their own goals?
Very inspiring. Very nice. Then tell us more about your business, please. What's the name of your business and what do you exactly do?
So my business called is Warver Reiners, which is consists of three certified trainers. We are providing full programs, which is diet plans, workout plans for our clients that they want to reach their own goals, their own healthy lifestyle goal or body shape as well for losing weight or gain muscles. And all of that, it depends on each client. Each client has their own life, their own body shape or their own health issues as well. So each client has their own plan to follow. Then they can reach their own goal in specific time. And that's the idea of the business of online coaching.
How can people reach you actually? Do you have a website?
Yeah, the website is already published on social media as well. For there is a YouTube channel that we are working for it more to achieve in the future more and better clients to for giving more tips to be healthy and what is the right diet you have to follow and more tips about the workout as well. And there's an Instagram and Facebook page as well. And we have motivational posts weekly on our social media pages.
Nice. Well, for our listeners, if you like to reach out to Mudar or his team and check out his business, you will have all the links in the description. Check it. And we are very looking forward to check your YouTube channel once you launch your videos.
Yeah, can't
Okay.
wait for it.
We are too. Mudar, as I've heard from you, you said that you were you like football and you wanted to be a goalkeeper. So I understand that you had passion for sports since you were a kid. Can you tell us a little bit about your sport life in Syria?
Yeah, of course. So everyone has a dream when they was young. For me, I had a dream to be a professional, as I say, in football, back to my country, Syria. But there was no chances to have that because focusing on studies, also problems, like if you don't have any communication with any clubs, then you can't reach that. And there is no possibility to reach that in my country. There's no professional ways you can follow. It's only playing for fun, for example. And that was too hard for me to reach or had the communication with other people like this.
Did that make it hard to have a sport career in Syria?
Of course, especially in Middle East countries, everyone have dreams they might achieve and they might not, but there is like 95% of people who have dream. It's too hard to reach, even they work for it. Yeah, it's all about the country they live in. And after someone travel away abroad, wherever in Europe or outside, they still have a chance to achieve anything, but they have to work on it. If they don't work for it 100%, they will never reach their dream or their goal they want to achieve in the future. And that was a big issue for not even Syria and other Arab countries as well.
Do you think that if you were still in Syria right now, you would have a career actually in real estate, not in sport?
That's for sure. Achieving this dream is too hard for me, as I say. So real estate was a good business in our country. There was a lot of people who was working on that. My family, for example, my parents, my father, he used to have a lot of real estate properties, and he used to do a lot of businesses of real estate. And that was also a good point that, okay, that's a good business to do in my country because the prices of the properties are so high comparing to other countries. Yeah, I think people in our countries, they prefer to follow this direction as a business because it's a good business.
Why did you start actually first your business here in sport, not in real estate?
So I did the sport business as a startup because of many reasons. First is just to improve my communication skills, my personal training skills as well. Give me more love of confidence to communicate with clients, with people that I don't even know, just to help them and provide everything for them to reach their own goals. This is one of the reasons. And the other reason also is maybe can be my side business to get some money. And maybe in the future, after I graduate from my university and having my master's degree as well, I'd like to use this money that I got from my side business to invest more in real estate. So I have more capital to start my own real estate business.
Mudar, how do you see your future here in the Netherlands? And what are your advices to people who are listening to us and maybe would like to start business as a personal trainers or maybe in real estate?
So living in Europe in general is a good thing because everyone can reach their own goals when they work for it and study more hard to get this. And I see my future. I will be a successful business guy in both sport business and real estate business because I always work hard for it. And no one can be working hard here in this country, and they will not achieve a good level of working with clients or working with other kind of businesses. One of the issues is that they might get some business people the communication skills. Communication skills is the most important point that they all of people have to follow and get better on doing it with the clients. They have to have confident personality. Also, they have to be a trustable people. And my advice for people who are listening to us right now is that don't give up with doing something that you want or you want to achieve. So you can achieve everything you want if you work hard for it. Without working hard on something, without studying, without doing the right thing to achieve it, you will never achieve it. You have to work every day, 100%. Make it seriously. Do more actions. Just think about your idea, your business. No, you have to make actions. Even if you lose, it's fine. Because this is our life. It's all about giving and receiving. You have to give more efforts so you receive more advantages of your business or your personality. At least you are doing something. Never just sit and think about, okay, let's do this. I'm thinking to do this. No, you will never do it if you didn't work for it. And that's my advice for people who are just always thinking, not doing.
Very beautiful, Modar. Well, with these nice and beautiful words that are full of positive energy, we come to the end of our episode. Thank you, Modar, for being with us and sharing your personal story. And we hope to see you soon again. We wish you all the success in your business. For our listeners, again, if you would like to check Modar's business, please check his links in the descriptions. Thank you, Modar, for being with us.
Thank you so much.